Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins lo program today by me look lo samfala o ta big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu. RNZ Pacific News lo pigeon me Koroi Hawkins. Prime Minister lo New Zealand hemi se regeneration lo Matariki hemi been spearheaded by leaders and advocates. First public holiday for Makem Matariki hemi been held today lo New Zealand with one for how about to ceremonial holem lo te papa lo morning. Jacinda Ardern hemi talk thank you lo Matauranga Maori specialists for gift blokata lo Aotearoa lo this wala Matariki address blahem. Hemi say hemi been moved several times by reaction by people for Makem Matariki hemi one for public holiday. Ms. Ardern hemi pay him special tribute lo Matariki Advisory Group where hemi led by Professor Rangi Matamua for organization lo this fella event. How about to lo morning lo te papa lo Wellington hemi been led by Maori leader Sir Pau Te Mara with him ota several tuhunga. Hemi se Matariki commemorations lo today okata chance for celebrating huna yumi osem people. Lo latest data blo human rights for Pacific countries Tuvalu hemi score barava high lo 8 for civil and political rights categories. Human Rights Measurements Initiative 2022 data set hemi been finding out to one for erosion lo social and personal freedoms across lo region, but strategy and communication lead Talia Kehoi Roden hemi said that side lo Tuvalu ota findings oketa barava encouraging. President Blo Bougainville Ishmael Toroama hemi been employing voters for choosing candidates lo Papua New Guinea election lo next month. We're about waka with him now, Bougainville government. Hemi say people ot must listen lo ta every candidates and vote for people we're about help him autonomous government for achieve him now independence agenda blokatam. Mr. Toroama hemi say hemi no liking people for vote noma lo how for beautifying parliament, but rather ot people ot must ready for tackle him now ot issues lo Bougainville head on. Hemi say ota MPs must work out with him, unity with him ABG on behalf of people of Bougainville. Ota 3 weeks blow polling blow PNG, hemi set for start lo Saturday week. Bougainville government, hemi expect him region for him, he must grant him independence during lo next parliamentary term. Leader blow on for opposition party lo Fiji, hemi call lo government for suspending repayment blow loans blow students, where ota studies blow ota hemi financed under lo tertiary education loan scheme. Last week, Tertiary Scholarship and Loan Service hemi confirming that state hemi unable for collecting $158 million lo arrears for almost 30,000 Fijians. National Federation Party leader Biman Prasad hemi say government hemi should suspend him now debt recovery for 5 years. Professor Prasad hemi say that by him help more students here, we are not able for to come up debt repayment option where government hemi offer. European Union hemi approve Ukraine and Moldova as some official candidates for membership lo bloc. Ukraine hemi applied days after Russian invasion lo February. Lo head lo European Council Belgium Charles Michel hemi call this hemi say this one hemi one for a historic moment. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky hemi welcome him this one move, while Ottawa countries otagaren provisional approval process ya hemi say taken several years. On for like cannabis referendum by me part lo Cook Islands general election support for legalizing marijuana and holem one for referendum hemi been gaining momentum lo Cook Islands lo recent years. Already both Prime Minister Blo Nation and opposition Democratic Party leader Tina Brown ota back in this fella idea. Election Blo Nation by me held lo August number 1. Cook Islands referendum suggestion hemi been put forward by Prime Minister Mark Brown. Voters but ask him if out by review now cannabis laws for alarm research and for medicinal use. Referendum hemi non-binding but hemi alarm government opportunity for gauging public opinion. Chief Electoral Officer hemi been instructed for draw up documents for enabling referendum for take place law number 1 law August. Well, most look at eyes law New Zealand out law sports hot stop law New Zealand Tonga Test law Auckland. This weekend, one fellow quartet law Pacific Nations too about take action. Fiji Bati by him facing Papua New Guinea law Campbelltown Stadium law Sydney law one fellow eagerly anticipated clash. And Fiji squad him dominated by NRL players with him some fellow outcome too from domestic league. Northern Hemisphere players ota no been considered. The same stadium too, Caton Reza law main game him Samoa were about playing Cook Islands. Lo Northern Mariana so ta bin endim na final day of weightlifting lo Pacific Mini Games with him one fella gold medal haul David Barnhouse semi win him 3 golds lo men's 109 weight class lo men's 109 kilogram plus weight class Jason Limes with him Joey Colisao ot bin each and him gold lo ta different sections lo event for ta host country. Team Fiji have been winning 3-4 gold and 2 bronze medals for athletics, lo Pacific Mini Games, lo Saipan. High jumper Malakai Kaiwalu have defended him now 2017 Mini Games gold after him clearing bar lo 1.97 meters. Men's 4x100 meters relay team were have anchored by 100 meters champion Banuve Tabakaodoro, lo Fiji, also finished first in 41.17 seconds. Third gold blow Fiji have been won too by Yosefo Rakesa with the new personal best blow 36.93 meters, lo men's javelin ambulant final. And have been gotten bronze medals, lo men's 5,000 meters and men's 400 meters. Solomon Islands have been gaining 4 fella medals, lo athletics, lo Pacific Mini Games, lo Northern Marianas Islands. Diana Matikali have been winning gold, lo 10,000 meters ahead, lo compatriot Blem and mentor Sharon Virisua, where he take him silver. Jemina Otoa have been gaining bronze medal, lo women's ambulant 100 meter, while Cosmol Maifulia have been winning silver, lo men's ambulant 100 meters. And him now news and sports, lo pigeon from RNZ Pacific. And him now some for Okata top stories, lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time, they may join him now, team from Buzz FM, Lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News.
In tonight's headlines, a Bangladeshi is sentenced in Vanuatu. World Bank approves 1.18 billion Vatu for Vanuatu's recovery. Vanuatu has participated in the recent WTO. And around 900 students at VIT are at risk of not receiving accredited certificates. Welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Lynette Melenamu. Leading the news this evening, Palm Scheme provides stronger outcomes and protection for workers. The merger of Australia's seasonal worker program and the Pacific Labour Scheme under a single scheme, Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme, has been implemented with a smooth transition. Australian High Commissioner to Vanuatu Heidi Bootle says merging the two schemes provides stronger outcomes and protection for workers.
PALM scheme is a merger of the two schemes, so of the former seasonal worker program, which is primarily shorter term work, and the Pacific Labour Scheme. So it is a merger of the two schemes. And we feel that in merging the two schemes, it enables us to provide stronger outcomes and protections for workers because, of course, this scheme is important to both Australia and Vanuatu from an economic point of view. There are really strong opportunities for gaining income for workers in Australia, and good remittances are being sent home by the Ni Vanuatu workers, but also for Australian farmers and hospitality industry. It is filling some significant gaps that we have in those sectors, and we're also moving into new sectors like aged care. So really important initiative for both of our economies, and we need to make sure that it works in a way that is safe for both Australian communities and Vanuatu communities.
Under the PALM scheme, workers for Vanuatu and other Pacific countries can apply to bring their families with them to Australia for 1 to 4 years under sponsorship by Australian employers, which will be implemented as of January 2023.
The new Australian government has announced that from January 2023, long-term labour mobility workers from the Pacific will be able to apply to bring their families to Australia. This is for any workers under the PALM scheme who will be in Australia for 1 to 4 years rather than shorter-term workers. That will be subject to sponsorship by their Australian employers. But we do think this is a very important step given the family separation issues that were really aggravated during COVID. Mm-hmm. And certainly served to aggravate the social issues that arise when you do move people from one country to another, and particularly when they're when they're isolated from their families. So that is part of the really large body of work that we're doing around investing in protecting the workers under the PALM scheme and putting in place support mechanisms and protective mechanisms to help them to have a more enjoyable and safe experience their work in Australia.
She says support mechanisms will be put in place for workers to have more enjoyable and safe experience working in Australia. Butul says all workers under PALM are protected by the same laws that protect Australian workers.
All workers under the PALM scheme are protected by the same laws that protect Australian workers. All of the conditions are exactly the same, and the responsibilities of workers to those workers are exactly the same as they are to Australian workers.
The merging of the two schemes will enable Australia to provide stronger outcomes and protection for workers. The scheme is important to both Australia and Vanuatu economically, according to Butul. Commissioner Butul emphasises that a strong partnership is the key to ensuring that measures under the consolidated scheme protect workers. In court, the sentencing of four Bangladesh nationals implicated in what has been dubbed the biggest human trafficking case in Vanuatu, as well as the region, was handed down this week after 4 years of battle in court. The man behind Mr. Price, Sekta Somon, was sentenced to 14 years imprisonment and 60,000 Vatu fine, while his wife, Buksu Nabila Bibi, got 7 years imprisonment and a further 20,000 Vatu fine. The court sentenced Anwar Hossein to 6 years and Pallas Hossan for 7 years. Somon, Bibi, Hossein and Hossan had masterminded and aided with the arrangement to have more Bangladeshis work in another country with the promise of well-remunerated employment businesses. Last November, they were convicted by the Supreme Court on respective charges of traffic in person, contrary to Section 102 Part B of the Penal Code, slavery contrary to Section 102 Part A of the Penal Code, and money laundering contrary to Section 11, Part 3, Part A of the Proceeds of Crimes Act. They were also convicted on intentional assault contrary to Section 107, Part B of the Penal Code, threats to kill contrary to Section 115 of the Penal Code, employing non-citizens without work permits contrary to Section 6, Part 1 of the Labour Work Permit Act, and furnishing false information to a labour officer contrary to Section 17, Part 1 of the Labour Work Permit Act. One of the 101 victims who's still in Vanuatu, Moshahid Maya, says the sentence is too lenient than expected.
Sami jail, igolo jail, 6 years, 7 years, inno heavy. From all victim traffickers, it make him one big crime in Vanuatu, also Bangladesh. So I hopefully this justice take him decision is good, but if better good, suppose you more than a year in jail, all traffickers.
Masayed says since he has been stranded in Vanuatu for nearly 5 years now, he is calling on the Vanuatu government to grant him citizen or residency visa, as he says he wants his life is at risk if he returns back to Bangladesh.
No, me no want them go back in Bangladesh from life plumi iriks in Bangladesh. From human traffickers, all human traffickers on big charcoal, some is in Bangladesh, some in Vanuatu. But Bangladesh, some human traffickers is open, freely run away. This place is not for me safe. That's me request in Vanuatu government, also others associate, and I want to stay in Vanuatu legal way. If possible, you give me citizenship or permanent resident permit. That's my request.
This month is the last month for the three of them who are still in Port Vila to live freely in a house which the immigration has been paying their rent and supported by the Department of Agriculture.
IUM help me for a big one, all the support, all accommodation and food. Now, IUM is stop in support. At the moment, I have not any support. This month is last. One of the immigration pay my accommodation. And Vanuatu Agriculture Ministry give you one small voucher block akai. That's last month here. And immigration tell me semi must go back Bangladesh, but me no want them go back Bangladesh.
The 34-year-old Bangladeshi is a father to 8-year-old son and has 2 brothers and sister back in his country with his parents. He says since he doesn't want to go back to Bangladesh, he wants to be a legal settler and work to support his family back home.
I still stay in Vanuatu almost five years. I don't support my family. My family is living very helpless. Also, me live in Vanuatu to same, but I don't have work and job. I don't earn any money, but me still in Vanuatu stay safe, but nothing others opportunity. Yes, but me already stay in Vanuatu almost 5 years without work. So this is very difficult time and very hard. So as soon as possible, if give me citizenship, hurry up, that's I will make one business or one work, please say. That's I want it.
Mr. Price was the name of the business they intended to establish just before the issue caught the attention of the authorities. The trial took place at Port Vila Efate, Vanuatu on the 18th of November 2019 and ended on the 14th of September 2020. The court heard that many of the victims, Vanuatu was not their destination. They were promised different recruitments in Australia, Cuba and New Caledonia and were further promised attractive employment opportunities. All sentences will be served concurrently. The 80,000 Vatu fine must be paid by Somon and Bibi to the government treasury first before the payment of the compensation to the victims. The defendants have been ordered to pay 190,836,450 Vatu as compensation to the 101 victims. They have 14 days to appeal their respective sentences. In other news, the World Bank's Board of Executive Directors have approved $10 million to support Vanuatu's ongoing efforts to strengthen climate change adaptation, disaster risk reduction, health management and debt transparency, building on a reform program that began in 2020, designed to support the implementation of stronger risk mitigation and prevention actions across the country. The Vanuatu second Disaster Risk Management Development Policy grant with a catastrophe deferred drawdown option supports key aspects of Vanuatu's new Disaster Recovery and Resilience Act and its Physical Planning Act. Together, these will help improve risk reduction, preparedness, response and recovery from future disasters, which often disproportionately impact vulnerable Vanuatu communities. The operation will also strengthen the health sector response to disasters and climate change and improve debt transparency through the publishing of quarterly debt reports online. Vanuatu is particularly vulnerable to tropical cyclones, floods, droughts, volcanic hazards, earthquakes and tsunamis, and modeling suggests that the country is facing an average of $48 million per year in risk to assets from earthquakes and cyclones alone. In 2020, Cyclone Harold caused $610 million in economic impacts. Only 5 years after Cyclone Pam caused a similar level of economic damage, and just before the country's tourism industry, representing a significant percentage of GDP, was effectively halted due to the pandemic-related border closures. This financing reinforces the World Bank's commitment to increasing resilience in Vanuatu through the Vanuatu Climate Resilience Transport Project, which is providing critical upgrades to 65 kilometers of the South Santo Road on Espiritu Santo and the Vanuatu Infrastructure Reconstruction and Improvement Project, which is improving the climate resilience of schools and roads that were impacted by Cyclone Pam. In WTO, Vanuatu has participated in the recent WTO MC12 meeting, which was held in Geneva, Switzerland, from the 12th to the 16th of June 2022. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, International Cooperation and External Trade, Honorable Mark Atti, has appointed Ambassador Sumbwe Atas, Vanuatu's permanent representative to the United Nations and other international organizations based in Geneva and WTO, as head of Vanuatu delegation. Other capital-based officials appointed by the foreign minister as part of Vanuatu delegation are Mr. Britton Yosef, Registrar of Vanuatu Intellectual Property Office, Ms. Betty Rose Boas Kaltepo, head of Multilateral Trade Division, Department of External Trade. Also included in the Vanuatu delegation is Ambassador Merewalesi Falemaka of the Pacific Island Forum Secretariat based in Geneva, Switzerland, and Mr. Noah Kubak, Trade Policy Advisor, Pacific Island Forum Secretariat based in Suva, Fiji. Apart from the thematic sessions, delegates had the opportunity to engage in bilateral negotiations with different groupings within the WTO membership. Under the Council of Ministers decision number 11 and 172, mandates the Intellectual Property Office to sort Intellectual Property Office to work on a new geographical indication law, as well as sought international protection of Vanuatu cover. Under the auspices of these COM decision, the head of the Vanuatu Intellectual Property Office, Mr. Britton Yosef, had the opportunity to hold bilateral discussions with officials from the World Intellectual Property Organization in relation to international protection of the geographical indication of Vanuatu cover, as well as international protection of all Vanuatu-made brand products with their trademarks in foreign markets. The prerequisite for international protection of Vanuatu cover involves domestic protection through national legislation to effect national registration as part of rules of origin. The second would be filing of international registration with World Intellectual Property Organization under treaties administered by WIPO. Vanuatu's strategic interest to exceed the Madrid Protocol on International Registration of Trademarks and Lisbon Treaty on International Protection of Geographical Indication. And finally, around 900 students at the Vanuatu Institute of Technology are at risk of not receiving accredited certificates if VIT remains unregistered with the Vanuatu Qualifications Authority. The academic institution and the qualification authority are opposite each other, yet somehow there has been a communication breakdown, and parents and students could suffer the consequence of this negligence and naivety. A concerned father, Alex Maleranvanu, says that it is not good for the children to be victims of this situation and suggests the Ministry of Education to subsidize a budget to pay for the registration if VIT cannot. And that brings us to the end of Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Lynette Melanamu, wishing you a very good weekend.
And that was the Nightly News.
And hem now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Maso for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.